Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing with our series of Shiurim in the Rambam Hilchos Chayav Lomazik 3:5. This is the sixth Shiur B'Siyata D'Shmaya. And we've already seen Niflaos. We spoke about the intrinsic objective Boishas, which is on the Gufa Adam and on the Talmud Chacham. And then we spoke about subjective Heskemi, societally induced based type of Busha, which is Boishas Dvorim. B'chein Hala, we spoke about it. Sometimes there's a Mechayiv Atzmi, which is Boishas Gufoy. And on top of that, if there's, you can go according to the Mavayish and Mizbayish, or it can be given to the husband for the Boishas of the wife, but it has to start with the Etzim HaMechayiv of Boishas Gufo. And like the Rosh writes, that it has to be Boishas Gufoy. In other words, it doesn't have to be a Maisa B'Gufoy. Smiles, it has to be a Maisa B'Gufoy. According to the Rosh, we said Pshat doesn't have to be a Maisa B'Gufoy, but it has to be Begeder Gufoy. In other words, it has to be on the, it has to relate to the person himself on some level, to the Etzem of the person. It has to be Boishas Amitis Ve'atzmis. And that's why we gave the example of Mevatel Shiduchim. That's classified by the Poskim as a Boishas Atzmis, and therefore payment is necessary. Okay, anyway, that's the Tamsis. Sheba Tamsis, again, this is our sixth year, so we've been zeichet to say a lot. It's very, very tifa in Yonim. And Bezrat Hashem, Amshich Hala Nitkadem, Bezene Rabbe Tam, Mashim Vuar Beraivit, Beperek Beis Halocha He, Shekvar Ra'inu, Uberambam Perek He Halocha Zayin, שכבר ראינו, וכן בבור בראש, ותמיד לבין יוין ובשית המגובצס, כסו בסמך היום ובייז, ליד רמן שית המגובצס, ובקם את דף פה יום א'. In all these sources it says that the only time there's boishes is בפני אחרים. In order for it to be classified as boishes, it has to be in the presence of others. ולוי כן דעס התייסס בכסובס, דף סמך היום ובייז, the Ramah also, and see there, in Dibur Maskel Bezman, also the Ramah, Chosh and Mishpat, Tav Chof and Sif Ches, writes this in the name of the Yesh Oimrim. That it doesn't have to be in front of Acherim. Now, V'arei V'dai, Mitbayesh V'tzar lo gam beino lebeinoi. Avad, a person has busha, even when he's alone. So why then would the Rishayim that we mentioned say that a person is putter from payment if there's nobody else present? There's bush even when a person's alone. So the answer is that even though he's definitely misbayish mitzad atzmai, in yin kavra briyas, shekanal hu boishes atzmi, ene ele biyachas la'acherim, shemitzius zoi noigedes kvoida briyos, the odom ba'ashir hu odom, umishum hochi rak b'chai gavne chayiv. Boishas Atzmi, in other words, in order to be considered an objective Boishas, there have to be other people there. Because this Mitzias that other people are witnessing, my Boishas, is against Kavod HaBrias of an Odom Ba'asher Hu Odom. And therefore, only B'chai Gavne, a person is Chayiv. And therefore, only b'chai gavne, a person is chai if there are other people present. And Tosfos holds, so that's why there have to be other people. But Tosfos, who says that there don't have to be other people, holds like the sma that we saw, who just holds that as long as it's boishes gufo, that's all that matters. It doesn't have to be like the hagdara we gave in the Rosh, that it has to be boishes atzmis, boishes amitis, rather any type of boishes begufo imamish. So Memelev, there's Boishas Begufo, it doesn't matter if other people are present. That's the sheet of the Sma, and that's the way Tosis holds. And there's no special Gzeras HaKosuv B'sug HaBoishas, categorizing, classifying a certain type of Boishas. And therefore he holds, even if it's Boishas Beino LeBeino, even if it's nobody else is around, as long as he does a Maisi Begufoi, he has to pay. Vayim B'drisha B'choshin Mishpa B'simen Peizayim Sivkot Mem, Shekosav v'chiyuv knosis de mamzer, d'chayev b'boishes tvorim, Tovadin the chayiv bebisha bein el bein atzmoi. So the drisha says that a person is chayiv if he calls somebody a mamzer, he has to pay a knas. He's chayiv b'vayishis tvarim. So to bein ol beino. So this stems with what we're saying that if he's chayiv on dvarim, then he's also chayiv on b'vayishis mibachutz v'lorak al pagam b'mahus. Dvarim is something more hiskeni. It's more societal. It's more subjective. So if you're chayiv for that, memelagam bein ol bein atzmoi. Also something subjective, something that's not considered a boishes atzmus because nobody else is around, you're going to be chayiv for that also. So even though it's not b'mahus. So these two chesronos are the same reason. So mele the drisha makes sense, he puts them together, boishes tvarim, kolos v'nei mamzer, and b'biyesho b'en ole b'en atzmo, it's the same idea of it not being a boishes atzmus, and nevertheless, there is a penalty. And with this, we can explain divrei haramo. With this, we can explain Divrei Haramo, who writes that that and what it says in Shulchan Aruch, he called me Pachas Shabiyado in Kanela Boishes, that if he hits a person with a handkerchief in his hand, all he has is Boishes. The Eish Oimrim Didafke Shubamokum Royim. People have to be present. That's the Ramah's Yesh Oimrim. And the question is, what did the Ramah add? It's Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch there on Siv Zayin. He called, "B'makom she'eno roya eino nira v'loy ro'o shum odom eino noisin lo el tzar v'ripui." So if he hits a person and nobody sees it, all he gives him is tzar and ripui. He doesn't give him boishes because nobody else sees it. As harei lahedya she'tzarich bifnei bnei odom. It has to be in the presence of other people. So then the question begs, Maiko Mashmalon Haramoh. What's the Ramah's Chiddush? We already have in Siv Zayin that it has to be in front of others. Otherwise, there's no Boshes. Nobody sees it, there's no Boshes. So what's the Ramah's Grois Chiddush that people have to see him when he hits them Pachas? It's already even first like that in the Shulchan Aruch, in the previous Sif. And also he writes it in the name of a Yesh Oimrim. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought Bipshitus without a Yesh Oimrim. So the answer is that if somebody's Choyvel without Kavana Levayesh, even though he's Chayev, because all he has to have is Kavana Lahazik, it's not a Maise Boishes, Stam. It's only a Maise Boishes because people see it. The Vade Eno Maise Boishes El Machmas Haroyim. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about he was choyvel. He was choyvel b'chaveroi shaloi b'kavana levayish. So as far as mazik goes, he had kavana lahazik. But it's not a maisa boishes be'etzim. It's only a maisa boishes because people see it. That he's mezalzel on this person. He does a maisa lahazik. So then, when you're talking about a chabala, other people have to see it. This kavana isn't levayish. But if other people see it, then there's automatically a busha. And memela, he has to pay. But when we're talking about hitting somebody with a handkerchief, there, what's the vort? The vort isn't to be mazik. The vort there is to be mevayish. So there you can say that the mitzius of a person is against a maisa that's tachlitz is labiush. So there you don't need other people to be around. This is an intrinsic and inherent objective type of boishes. And therefore other people don't have to be around. And that's why the Ramah says, v'yesh oimrim, that other people have to be around. But lav dafka, there's another opinion that other people don't have to be around. It's only a yesh oimrim. And that's the Ravid, who holds that it's only biyush be'etzem bifnei acherim, the Ravid in Perek Beis. So that's nothing to do with the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Zayin, and Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin is talking about choyvel, you're not kavana l'levayish. So there you need other people to see it. But if it's mamish a ma'ase busha ba'atzmusai, so maybe you don't need other people to see it. So kamash malan, there's yeshem the Ramah. Then no, It's only biyush if other people see it, but you can see otherwise even if people don't see it, if it's kavana levayish, so then that's going to be an intrinsic lushi if other people don't see it. Gevaldik. Gevaldik, 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 rabbosai. Umeyato, now, b'talmud chochem, we saw the ritva. We were marich lehazbir as haritva. Shetiber al talmud chochem. Shekanal al pi divrei haritva, kvoidei amiti hu, gam bezilzul shel etzel acherim. Sheitzel acherim, eino ela mikoyach haskome. Din lefi ha-mivayish va-mizbayish sheyesh beze, eino kanal, rak machmas shekvar chol chiyuv, vo'oz mishalem hakol. Ela hakol miguf ha-kovod ha-atzmi hu, v'shiur she-mizbayish beze ugan b'machayiv atzma, v'lo rak b'tashlomim. So now let's get back to the Ritva. The Ritva says, this is the Ritva we were marich lahazbir, that there was when the Zaken Vein Lefi Chavoydoi, he says it's talking about a Talmud Chacham. Because the Talmud Chacham, it's not Lefi Chavoydoi Be'etzim. So what by other people, it's Mikoyach Haskama, that it's societal. And the only reason you have to pay Lefi HaMavayish V'HaMizbayish is because there's already a chiyuv be'etzem, there's already a yisod ha-mechayiv, and on top of the yisod ha-mechayiv, there's also going to be now a payment lefi ha-mevayish v'ha-mezbayish. That's because it's already there was already a chiyuv in the etzem, in the mahus. When you embarrass somebody begufo, there's a chiyuv b'mahus because it's begufo, and memeli pay lefi ha-mevayish v'ha-mezbayish. On top of that, it's going to be the subjective payment lefi ha-mevayish v'ha-mezbayish, since there was a chiyuv that was already chal. But it's not like that by a Talmud Chacham. By a Talmud Chacham, it's all guf kavod atzmi. By a Talmud Chacham, it's all his intrinsic kavod. It's all his inherent kavod. It's mashu ma'uti in a Talmud Chacham. And anything you do against him is a pkiya ba'atzmusai, be'etzem ha-torah, kibiyachal. V'shir shem is bayish b'seo gam b'mechayiv atzma v'lo rak b'tashlum in the shir, that he's mizbayish, is in part of the etzem ha-mechayiv. It's not only the payment on top of that, it's part of the etzem ha-mechayiv, because that's everything you do to be mevayishim is against kavarat Torah be'etzem. And also you don't need him p'nei acherim in front of other people. Shekanal yisadol rak she'ein ze biyush atzmi, sheloi b'fnei acherim. That doesn't have to be in front of other people. Why doesn't it have to be in front of other people? Because in front of other people makes it a biyush atzmi. It makes it an intrinsic boishes. But here you don't need it in front of other people because it's an intrinsic boishes. That seems that he's poyeh in the Talmud Chacham. Aval Talmud Chacham, kol mashu, this is the yisoid. Komashu neged kavanat Torah have a boishes atzmis. Intrinsic, inherent, objective boishes is anything against kavanat Torah. So you don't need in front of others. Because in front of others only makes it, that's what makes it a boishes atzmis. But here, it's a boishes atzmis as if it's against Torah. So therefore, any type of boishes for the Talmud Chacham, you're going to be chayiv. Aval Talmud Chacham, komashu neged kavanat Torah ve boishes atzmis upshita shegam shaloi b'fnei acherim. Pshita, that even if it's not b'fnei acherim, it's against kavod haTorah. So too boishes tovarim. You're chayiv because lo'olam it's a boishes atzmit. That's machayiv even without a ma'aseh begufo. And now we understand the Yerushalmi that we spoke about. That the zaken in the Yerushalmi, it says that a zaken, if you're mevayish is zaken, a mevayish is a zaken noisin lo'y dvei boishtoi mishalim. So lashon Rambam boishes shleim. That if one is mevayish a Talmud Chacham, he has to pay complete boishes. So this zaken is talking about, like the Ritva says, it's talking about a Talmud Chacham. And the Yerushalmi says, you give him dmei boshto shalim. In other words, dmei boshto mitzad ha-mechayev u-mishalim. It's not only a din tashlumin, midin ha-kolam ifiya mevayish ha-mizbayish. And it says, nicely, dmei boshto mishalim, means the whole thing is on the boishes. It's not only a din in tashlumin, it's a din in the etzem ha-mechayev. That's what it means. Nosen la d'mei bosh to shalem. In other words, the d'mei bosh, d'mei bosh to mitzad ha-mechayev u'mishalem. He has to pay mitzad ha-mechayev, mitzad etzem ha-mechayev, because he's pogeb b'mohus ha-torah when he's pogeb zake. It's not only in the din of tashlomim. The whole thing is because of the boishes. That's mitzad ha-mechayev. Nafkamina is there that you're also chayiv b'voishes tvarim, because here you're chayiv in the etzem b'giyah b'talmud chacham, and therefore that's intrinsic. Anything you're pogay in Torah is intrinsic, and intrinsically against Torah, it's not something hiskemi, and mimela, you're going to be chayiv even for boishes tvarim, like we saw in the Rif and the Rambam, that you're chayiv even boishes tvarim for a talmud chacham. So it's not only that the Yerushalmi is telling us, because we mentioned in the first shir, the Yerushalmi hasn't yet started talking about the Ptur of Mevayish B'dvar. So Yerushalmi is not only telling us about the Yerchayiv and Fir Mevayish Talmud Chacham B'dvar, because it's not the topic yet. You're also Chayiv in the, anytime you hit the guy, even if it's not in the Talmud Chacham. Even if it's not b'fnei achirim, the Rambam doesn't bring this, because the whole idea that you need b'fnei arom, the Rambam only brings b'remes perkei halacha zayin. But for a talmud chacham, it doesn't have to be b'fnei achirim. And the fact and mizeh b'al korcheinu that it's even chay b'vayish b'dvarim, because it's the same thing. Shlo b'fnei achirim for other people isn't atzmi, isn't boishes atzmis. But for a talmud chacham, it is, and so to b'vayish b'dvarim for others isn't boishes atzmis. For a talmud chacham, it is. And that's why the Rambam writes, that's where we get back to our Rambam at the beginning. So for a regular guy, you're putter. Your spirit is calling your putter. But if you're Mavaish Tamar Chacham, Chayv Hashem Leboishes Shleima, Afi Shlobisha Ole B'dvarim. So you have to pay boishes shlema because of the ikar mechayev, even though you're only mevayish and bedvarim, because that's considered an intrinsic boishes. And now we understand what the Rambam said. This behemshech yesh lebeis din ligdor, afa pishakan meikar adinu. What do you mean yesh lebeis din ligdor? It's meikar adin. We had tzveikus. Is it meikar adin or is it beis din ligdor? So now we're saying it's meikar adin. So why does the Rambam say yesh lebeis din ligdor b'chol makom b'chol zman kamo sheyiru? That's where it's coming from. Then it says, so he starts with the base and making the gather, and then he continues with the Ikar Adin, with being Vayish Talmud Chochem. First, the Rambam was Makdim, then Yenavish the base, then Lashmin and the Ptur Biyashu B'dvar Amen Omashim Shein Zubusha. In other words, it's not because it's not a Busha at all, as we saw with the Pashtus of the Ritfan Ksubis in the Shita Makubatsis. And when you spit on the guy's clothing, it's not bush at all. That was the pashtus. We said that's not the pshat. But that was the pashtus divrei ritva, that's not a bush at all. But that's not what the Rambam is saying. The Ptur B'yishu B'dvarim is not because it's not a busha, because then the Talmud Chacham isn't different than anybody else. Not a busha versus not a busha for anybody else. Not a busha for anybody. But rather there is boshes. And we said that boshes Dvarim, we saw from the Rosh, is more chamer than Chabola. El she'eno Ptur al-b'chiyah b'toyra. Avol beizin yesh ligdor, so that's only a ptur in the chiyav haTorah, that it's you have a ptur if it's beisha b'dvarim, because it's not atzmis, it's not mahusis, it's not intrinsic, inherent, objective. But beizin should make a gather that people don't do this by making a knas mamon, because there is some element of busha. And since it's a boshes, even though you're pater b'achar, but hamchoch mechayv mikar adin, because even dvoishes tvarim is dvoishes begufo. So for and for the Rambam, for and for the Yerushalmi, v'advorim me'irim kasapirim. Ulefi zeh anachem mevinim gam divrei Rambam b'perek hei sheivenu shebenistalek haboishes rabbi yushal ideo da'osu en kanel haboishes machmas dibur dehashet avi bishu b'dvorim b'depotu. If there's no longer a boishes, and all the boishes is, it's because of what he said. To be nostalgic, a boishes, And the only biush is because of his hodah. All you have is boishes machmas hadibur. And therefore, he's pater. Because biush obidvarim is pater. It's not shaykh boishes lamafreya. Aber shekayim adover, shemizbayish menu gam achshav, amnam boishes then nasa like they dvorim the hashta. But if it's still around, and now he's moide bidvarim. So what do we have over here? We have boishes that's still around begufo, and he's moide. So now he's going to be chayiv, because this is because you have the etzma machayiv, you have that it's still begufo. And memela, if he says, right, but people didn't see it begufo, people didn't see the etzim maisa of hitting in begufo, of chabala begufo. But if he admits it, then you have the diburim, which are an embarrassment, together with the boishes begufo, and therefore he has to pay. So that's the bish. So bishab dvarim stam your pater, but bishab dvarim together with the chabala beguf. So you have the guf, you have the etzim amachayiv, with the dvarim that creates the busha. So meli's chayiv. The Rosh in the Tshuvas, Simon Kofalef writes that a person's pater from tsar that comes after the makkah, because of grama, midi dehavei aboishes kol yomov who mizbayish, she was carrying laboishes and mizbayish boishes shav pichanin shemen alboishes leisa shav. And that's similar to boishes, that kol yomov, a person's mizbayish, when you remind him of the boishes of that time, nevertheless, you only assess the boishes damages of oisa shav. So too, when there's tsar, it's only the tsar of Oysa Shah, and not tsar that comes after the Makkah. If there's any tsar that's a result of the Makkah, but it's not the actual Makkah itself. In other words, it's you only have to pay the tsar of the Makkah at that Shah, and not of the grama that comes afterwards. Just like if there's boishes, you only assess the boishes boishes shah, and not the boishes that comes afterwards. And the question is, ma kesha, maze inyan the grama litzar, v'hasan boishes dvaram udepater, maze le tzar le gramas. What does tzar and grama have to do with anything? Boishes dvaram is pater. So how do you compare that to the tzar of after the makkah and the grama? You could say that, based on what we learned earlier, that as long as there's a mechayiv, then you assess everything. V'yam v'ayish v'yam mizbayish. Even subjective, as long as there's an objective chiyuv, a mechayiv, then you go according to the mevayish and the mizbayish, the subjective chiyuv. And the Rosh is also just discussing here that maybe lechatchila you should assess this boishes loylam. Not only the boishes of now, but the boishes in the future as well. Since you have the etzim ha-mechayiv, so then you're going to be assess it on the future as well, and he only says because of grama your pater. So that's one possibility. But another possibility is that we see from this that since it's the sug haboishes shahayaloi, who boishes haguf, gam kshem is bayish aide dvarim, have a sug boishes lechayiv. In other words, it starts out that it's sug boishes haguf. It's intrinsic boishes. Even when it's ayidei dvarim. Why? Because there's boishes haguf, and on top of that, there's boishes dvarim. And so too here also, there's be'etzim, there's boishes haguf. So then you should, so maybe you're going to be chayiv in the future. It sounds like what we were saying before, a moment ago, that you're going to be chayiv in the future based on now, based on the, since now there's the machayiv of the boishes haguf, so in the future you're also going to be chayiv for the same boishes haguf, just like boishes devarim on boishes haguf, when he's reminded of the boishes haguf that he had. So if the boishes haguf is still around, then he's chayiv for those devarim, because it's mitzdarev to the etzim boishes haguf. Here also, the grama, what comes later, is going to be mitzdarev to the tzar haguf of now, and the only reason he's pater is because of grama. That's why it's compared to boishes dvarim, because boishes dvarim is talking about where there's Boshes Haguf, and then on top of that Boshes Haguf, the person talks about it publicly that he was Mavaj, this person, the Guf, reason why he didn't abase him. So then he has to pay for those Dvarim, because it's Mitzdarev to the Etz, to the Boshes Haguf. But if it's not around anymore, then you don't have to pay. You only have to pay for the boishes shah. So if the chabal is not around anymore, if he's not, the wound isn't present, so he doesn't have to pay for the boishes tvarim. So too the, because you only have to pay for the boishes shalaisa shah if it was done in front of other people. And so too here, when it comes to tsar, you might think you have to pay on later as well. We say no, just like by bush, if you remind the person of the bush, if the mak is not around anymore, you don't have to pay. So to here, with the tsar, so there's tsar after the mak also. So you should have to pay. So the answer is you don't have to, because it's grama. So that's the idea of grama, that even though it's the suga bosh, it's boshes haguf. But you only pay if it's you don't pay for grama. Just like by dvarim, you only pay if the mak is still around. For your dvarim is mitzdarev to the maka. Because you only have to pay for the busha by oisa shah. So either the oisa shah is when you actually hit the guy, or the oisa shah is when the mak is still around and you are moida that you are makking him, so that's also a busha. You should publicly say that you hit him. But you're only chai for Oysa Shah. But here, Oysa Shah, you have to pay for the tsar of Oysa Shah, but not for later, because that's considered grama. There's a havamina that you'd be chayiv, because it's a boishes haguf. Just like dvarim could also be boishes haguf if the mak is still around. But if nistalka hamalka, then amaka, then there's no longer boishes tvarim. Here also, once there's already tsar b'shas maisa, you only have to pay for b'shas maisa, but you don't have to pay for later, because that's considered grama. Okay, there's still more to say, Rabbi Yisai, but we will conclude here. And this was Givaldic. There's one more keta here in the sefer, and we still have tons more to talk about, Rabbi Yisai. Please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom.